Flint's Truth by Richard S. Wheeler. A journalist is a grumbler, a censurer, a giver of advice, a regent of sovereigns, a tutor of nations. Four hostile newspapers are more to be feared than 1,000 bayonets. Napoleon Bonaparte. Chapter 1. Sam Flint could see the Bonanza town, Oro Blanco, nestled in a hanging valley a mile or so ahead, but he reined in his impatience. Grant and Sherman were tired. The wagon load weighed more than two mules should have to tug, especially uphill. Flint dropped to the ground and walked beside Black Sherman, the off mule, knowing that the move would spare the team 180 pounds. The bulk of the load, a Washington flatbed press, several cases of Caslon type, page forms, newsprint, a cask of powdered ink, and his personal gear, weighed enough to have been hauled by four mules. A half mile below the booming gold camp, he came upon the cemetery on an arid flat, dotted by juniper and bristling with headstones and picket fences. Someone was being buried. 100 or so mourners stood around a priest dressed in a white lace chasuble. The bare-headed swart men clutched their sombreros. The women had veiled themselves in black mantillas. The crowd made a defiant black hole in a sun-whitened, glaring land that made his eyes water. Flint paused to let his mules rest. The distant mass of mourners paid him no heed.